You're listening to SBS News.
The JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme is once again under scrutiny as federal parliament resumes after a coronavirus-induced break. Outside Parliament House, a group of aviation workers gathered to protest against their exclusion from the program due to their companies being council or foreign-owned. Aviation cleaner Julia Patua says she's struggling to pay her bills after being laid off.
It's fairness for all. How come everyone gets it? We don't get it. You know, we are responsible for the aircraft running the show there. We are the frontliners, and this is how they treat us. And their families fly on the aircraft. We clean those aircraft.
The opposition is launching renewed criticism of the government's decision to exclude certain workers from the payments of $1,500 a fortnight. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese argues workers at the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic should receive support.
What we're seeing is a return back to the old ideological positions that they hold so dear, with people being left behind. Casual workers left behind, Donata workers left behind, arts workers, university workers, council employees, all left behind.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is under fire for telling childcare workers they'll be dropped from JobKeeper in July, 3 days after he pledged the scheme will run until September. Labor spokeswoman for early childhood education, Amanda Rishworth, queried the Prime Minister over the discrepancy.
The Prime Minister said on Friday the 6 months provision of JobKeeper has been set out in legislation and people can count on that. Why did the Prime Minister break his promise 3 days later by cutting JobKeeper support for 120,000 early childhood educators?
Mr. Morrison insists the government made it clear the arrangements for childcare workers were temporary. The government attributes its reduced support for the sector to the increase in demand for childcare as Australians return to work after the COVID-19 outbreak. Mr. Morrison hinted at potentially rolling back payments for workers in other sectors.
The JobKeeper legislation does remain in place until the end of September, Mr. Speaker, but where there is a better way to do things, we won't step aside from doing them in a better way.
Tensions ran high in the parliamentary chamber as parties clashed over policy decisions. The Prime Minister declined to apologise over the mistaken Robodebt scheme when prompted by Mr. Albanese. Mr. Morrison is accusing the opposition of constant whining and undermining the government.
It is a recession, Mr. Speaker. There's no doubt about that.
Members on my left.
And I don't think there is an Australian in this country, Mr. Speaker, who doesn't understand the reason why. But only those opposite, Mr. Speaker, would take joy in this fact and seek to use it for political purposes.
Meanwhile, the government is struggling to mend its relationship with China after Australia's push for a global inquiry into the origins of the pandemic. China's Ministry of Education is cautioning students to reconsider study in Australia due to an alleged rise in racist incidents targeting Asians. It follows a similar warning from the Chinese Tourism Ministry and trade disputes over Australian beef and barley exports. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge insists racism is not a regular occurrence.
Yes, there has been some high-profile incidences occur in Australia, but they are the actions of an absolute tiny minority of cowardly idiots. And I think the vast majority of Australians would be as appalled at those incidences as I am, or the Prime Minister is, or any other ordinary Australian.
Australian universities are pleading with students to do their own research rather than follow China's advice. However, the travel ban is still preventing international students like Flora Zhao from returning to Australia. Ms. Zhao says Australia is where her life and friends are.
That's where I've been spending most of my time, the majority of my time, for the past 4 years. So, yeah, there's definitely a bond with Australia, and I think it can be said for lots of people.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.